Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of June 2019. Supreme Court in a major relief to Prashant Kanojia, the journalist arrested by UP police for online comments against Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, ordered his immediate release on bail. The court passed the order in a habeas corpus petition filed by Judge Ishra Arora, wife of Kanojia, seeking his release. It was further observed that the arrest and remand was illegal, resulting in deprivation of personal liberty. Kerala High Court has rejected criminal cases against two bank officials accused of abetting suicide of a student. After the bank dismissed her application seeking education loan, the student, namely Siruti, committed suicide by consuming pesticide. Bombay High Court has noted that attempt to rape is equally injurious, not only to the victim physically but morally. Court was hearing an appeal filed by the accused Vishal Balero, a 24-year-old man from Pune convicted of raping a 12-year-old girl. Delhi High Court has ordered the centre to extend all the benefits to the prosecutors as recommended by the government of NCT of Delhi way back in year 2015, while observing that the centre is bound to accept the recommendations made by the Delhi Cabinet with regard to revision of pay scales of the prosecutors, since the Lieutenant Governor has to act on the aid and advice of the Cabinet in matter of appointment of public prosecutor. Karnataka High Court, while observing that citizens' rights would be affected if footpaths are not maintained in reasonably good condition and kept free of encroachments, has directed the Brihat Bengaluru Mahanagara to file an affidavit within 3 weeks on the steps taken to keep footpaths free of encroachment by shop owners. National Green Tribunal has ordered the Army to cooperate with the Delhi Cantonment Board in complying with the Municipal Solid Waste Management Rules 2016 in wards that are under the defence. Karnataka High Court has quashed an order which asked tenants to deposit rent without hearing him. It noted that even God gives an opportunity to hear out the accused. The lower court cannot do away with the principles of natural justice. Moreover, the tenant who was made a party in a case was ordered on the same day to deposit the rent. Supreme Court has observed that it did not deem necessary to alter its 4th of June order by which students were prevented from changing their original options in the fresh round of counselling for the PG medical seats in Maharashtra. However, the court allowed the seats lying unfilled by reason of the EWS quota being scrapped to be allotted in accordance with merit. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with the eviction of some slum dwellers for widening of a road in Mumbai, while noting that there can be no equality to a wrong. A project of public importance, it is reiterated, ought not to be stalled. Apex Court has stayed the demolition order passed by the court on the 8th of May for 6 weeks. The court passed the order while considering a writ petition filed by a group of residents stating that they were not heard by the court before ordering the demolition of the apartments within a month on findings of violation of coastal regulation, zone notification. Guwahati High Court has noted that a proceeding before one foreigner's tribunal cannot be transferred to another foreigner's tribunal in exercise of powers under Article 226 of the Constitution of India, 1950. Madras High Court has directed the state government to put an end to the unauthorized collection of toll at the entry points of various municipal areas and village panchayats. The court also imposed curbs on the collection of vehicle parking charges on vacant land adjacent to temples and ordered that the receipts should mention the purpose of such collections. Delhi High Court has granted permission to Rajiv Saxena, the accused-turned-approver in the Augusta Westland chopper deal scam, to travel abroad for medical treatment. The court further observed that Saxena was suffering from various medical ailments and was granted permission to go to the UK, Dubai and other European countries for medical treatment for a month from the 25th of June to the 24th of July, 2019. Delhi High Court, in a huge relief to Channel 2 Group Corporation, which has exclusive broadcasting rights of the entire World Cup 2019, has passed ex parte interim order preventing over 60 websites, some radio channels and some internet service providers from broadcasting the sporting event. Kerala High Court has observed that when a student feels that he can secure better education in another college and there is no legal bar in exercise of such option, moreover the freedom to choose the college of his or her choice for pursuit of their studies is an aspect of the fundamental right to privacy of the students. Delhi High Court has sought the response of the Centre and the Delhi University, DU, on a petition challenging its new admission norms for undergraduate courses. The court observed that there is arbitrariness in how criteria were changed just a day before opening of registration for admission. Delhi High Court has given the AAP government time till the 4th of July to start the process of setting up nearly 40 more courts in the city, including fast-track courts. National Green Tribunal has taken SUO mode to cognizance based on a news report of stubble burning at the Rajasthan Agricultural Research Institute. The tribunal has asked the centre, the Rajasthan government and others as to why action be not taken against them under the law and in keeping with the principle of polluter pays. Reserve Bank of India has eased the norms for the Basic Savings Bank Deposit, BSBD, accounts popularly known as No Frills accounts by allowing banks to provide checkbooks and other facilities like minimum for withdrawals to basic account holders. However, the banks cannot ask the BSBD account holders to maintain any minimum balance in lieu of such facilities. District and Sessions Judge Pathankot Tejwinder Singh has pronounced sentence in the ghastly crime relating to gang rape and murder of an 8-year-old in Kathua, Jammu in January last year by sentencing three accused to life term. Further three policemen have been given 5-year imprisonment for destruction of evidence in the case.